Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this 13th day of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Joseph Watson, who joins us at least once a week, the webmaster of my website, PrisonPlanet.com, will be joining us to go over the latest news and his analysis on those developments. We'll also have wide open phones. We've got a bunch of other big guests lined up for later in the week as well, so you don't want to miss this broadcast week, what we've got left of it, in the next 4 days. 78 troops killed this month in Iraq, and that's the government's numbers. Later, they, unfortunately, in every case in the last year, adjust them up. There's never been an adjusting down, obviously. And hundreds and hundreds of wounded. Meanwhile, thousands of Iraqis killed. Iraqi clerics, militia retreats, seizure of three cities ends ahead of U.S. offensives, and the followers of the radical cleric gave up their hold in three cities yesterday as U.S. troops prepared to launch an offensive against them, easing a standoff that threatened to become a major battle. Hundreds of men left police stations and government buildings that they had overtaken a week ago in the cities of Najaf, Karbala, and Kufa. Witnesses said the retreat appeared to end one of two fronts that erupted last week when followers of the radical cleric rose up in the south and the Sunnis loyal to the previous regime of Saddam Hussein launched attacks in Ramadi and Fallujah. In the Sunni triangle, dozens of U.S. troops and hundreds of Iraqis died in ensuing battles. Well, it's more than dozens of U.S. troops and it's thousands of Iraqis. And convoys are still being attacked. Vehicles are still burning. The FBI is investigating a whole bunch of different kidnappings that have gone on. FBI probes about 40 abductions in Iraq, and that's new abductions in the last 4 or 5 days, not counting the people that have been released, Russians, Chinese, you name it, and all those grisly images of people in black ski masks, the bad guys wear black ski masks, holding knives to people's throats. I thought it was my local police department over there, though, because of the uniform. I couldn't tell. I thought it was an authority and that I should submit to them because I thought the good guys wear black ski masks. But I have this old memory of bad guys wearing black ski masks, but I guess I've been wrong all along concerning this. John Ashcroft and Janet the Butcher of Waco, Reno, have just gotten done testifying. And, you know, the media keeps saying, oh, my goodness, they dropped the ball. You know, this culture of not communicating between the FBI and the CIA. No, folks. Bush ordered the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda, to leave them alone, to end their investigations. That is admitted. And the media is complicit covering this up. One of the latest developments, Sybil Edmonds. The FBI translator gets the documents where they knew the attacks were going to take place. They tell her to go back and alter those documents. She says, no way. They threaten to arrest her or offer her a bigger job to do it. She tells the commission months ago. They never go public with it, so she has a press conference with 15 news cameras, over 30 press reporters for major papers. Nothing in our news. It shows up on this show. Tom Flacco, WorldNet Daily and writer, puts it out on his website, TomFlacco.com. It gets picked up by a few foreign papers and finally gets briefly mentioned on Meet the Press so they can say, oh, well, we did cover it. Well, never in our papers and a bare mention on Meet the Press. That's a big deal. Saying, we'll arrest you if you don't falsify these documents that we had prior knowledge. But again, the average person will never hear about it. You'll just hear about how evil Ted Kennedy and Hillary are. Yes, we know that, neocons, and we know you're working with them to destroy this country. But again, they create that false paradigm. So much news, giant broadcast lined up for you. Please stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A lot of people have called into this show and they've said that the 9/11 Commission is a soft-soaping, whitewashing, cover-up, kangaroo court creation of the Bush administration, which they admittedly are a creation, an appointment of the Bush administration. Well, then why are they even having it in the first place? Well, that's an important question. Now, we've gone over the evidence of Thomas Keene, the chairman, being in business with the Bin Ladens, and not just the Bin Laden family, but also some of Bin Laden's brother-in-law. And you get into the head of the committee, that is the head staffer, helping write Condoleezza Rice's book, working for the Bush administration, having to secretly testify before the commission because that individual was involved in some of the cover-ups of the evidence. Other members of the commission leaving and getting the chairmanships of major federal bodies like the Import-Export Bank. Just remember, they tried to appoint Henry Kissinger to be the first head of the so-called independent commission. Bush appoints his business partner, his partner in just dozens of public crimes that Bush and his daddy have been caught in over the last few decades, and nobody bought that across the political spectrum. Dr. Henry Kissinger is hated by conservatives and liberals alike, so they brought out lesser-known whitewashers, lesser-known business partners. So then you come back with, okay, we know he appointed the commission, we know it's a whitewash, but why even have the whitewash? Well, that's an important question, as I said. Because the people were calling for it. And it gives the illusion that there's some type of debate going on in Congress with the first congressional commission, and some type of debate going on in Washington with the second commission. And so this is a place where everybody can have a false closure, and where you can bring up the public officials and then throw them softball questions and basically have a fake trial and then absolve them of any wrongdoing. I mean, every time they slap them on the wrist, they go, boy, Bill Clinton and George Bush really messed up. But I tell you what, we'll just give you more funds, and the commission said day one that we're not looking for any fault. We just want to find out how to stop this. And they said, we believe, this is a year ago when the commission first got set up, we believe that a domestic CIA is needed, more funds for the government. Boy, that's real punishment. Give the government unconstitutional powers, more funding. Which is what happens every time there's a terror attack. No one's held accountable. No one's punished. You know, in all the jobs I ever had, if I screwed something up, I get reprimanded, I get docked, or I get fired. You know, I've been fired before. And that's how it should work. But not in America with this new system. Something bad happens, the government lets something bad happen, or in this case, engineers it, and they get more funding. And nothing illustrates this better than Bush, 3 days after 9/11, going to CIA headquarters, standing on the eagle on the shield, there in the foyer, on the marble, where hundreds of CIA agents stand around him, clapping, smiling, celebrating. It went on for several minutes. I've got video of it, just clapping and smiling and laughing, and just, it was such a great celebration. Just a standing ovation for Bush, and you know why he was getting a standing ovation. He announced big bonuses. He announced raises. He announced promotions. And it wasn't just in the CIA and the FBI. All of those, this has been in the news, this has been in the mainstream news, all of the people who blocked FBI agents and threatened to arrest them and came and grabbed case files from them and sent them letters saying, you'll be arrested if you continue this investigation under W199I, they got $15,000 to $20,000 bonuses. In the consulates, in the State Department, in the CIA, in the FBI, and the people that blew the whistle, that specifically said, plans to fly planes into buildings, look at this, we got to stop them, they got demoted, they got threats to be arrested. And it's the same thing with Sybil Edmonds. I mean, she's just the latest. 3 weeks ago, she goes, months ago, she went before the commission in secret in one of the closed sessions. Then a few weeks ago, she goes out and says, look, I told them months ago, and they were going to go public with it, but they haven't, that here's the documents I was ordered to falsify. This is a major felony. These intercepts, and to change them. And because the originals show the specifics of plans to hijack jets and fly them into buildings, and indeed the president and his staff had seen them. Well, of course they'd seen them. But the point is that they threatened to arrest her and then said, okay, if you'll just shut up, we'll give you a better job. And she said, no way, and now she's being followed and harassed. And that's a big deal. But you don't hear that. When you read the headlines in Time Magazine, the Washington Post, and the Washington Times, across the political spectrum, it's, man, you know, Clinton was bad, so was Bush. They just didn't know. It's a culture of ignorance and not communicating, and it's the bureaucracy's fault, and it's the FBI and the CIA's fault, and we didn't know, and we just need a domestic CIA, and we need to get the rest of your liberties, and need to support the Patriot Act, and get behind that, John Ashcroft said in testimony, and basically it's all a big sales job for them to get more power in our lives. Oh, it's this culture in the FBI, you know, the culture in the CIA, it's their fault. They were ordered not to stop Al-Qaeda. They were given bonuses, record cash bonuses, and promotions for doing it. And then the heroes get demoted and get in deep trouble. Now, this is all public. This is not our opinion here. We have over 600 articles and a whole section on this, I guess about 50 of them on this, on the telling the FBI and CIA to back off, on PrisonPlanet.com in the 9/11 archive, and on Infowars.com, the 9/11 archive. Two separate archives. I've written a book on the subject. I published a book on the subject. That's two books. I've made two videos that are predominantly about 9/11 and other government-sponsored terror incidences. And it is the wildest, craziest conspiracy theory to say that 19 hijackers did this when the 19 hijackers, at least seven, the numbers are nine, are still alive. They were trained at U.S. military bases. They had their cars, their credit cards paid for by the FBI. They had CIA people wiring them money. All of this, I mean, NORAD standing down, public officials getting warnings not to fly, the CIA running a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C., using that as the shutdown order against NORAD that's full of patriots who just sat there thinking it was a drill. I mean, it's obvious what happened. And remember, the globalists like to leave calling cards of what they've done. In fact, get that clip ready, Stephanie. The globalists like to leave calling cards. On the one-year anniversary of 9/11, not the Illinois, not the Texas, not the California, not the Ohio lottery, but the New York lottery came up 9/11 on the one-year anniversary. The Chicago Mercantile came up, the big derivative stock market, the big futures market, came up 9/11.00000. I have all the AP articles on this. That's like one out of 14 billion, they said. Why did that happen? Why was there a Philips TV ad? And I have the AP article on this. Never seen the TV ad, but I've read the article about it, where F-16s bomb the World Trade Center, and it says, Philips, changing the way you live your life. That was 2 years before 9/11. Why did the 1999... Justice Department terrorism threat manual have images of crosshairs on the exact points of the towers that were hit by planes? Why did the Arabs put out, 45,000 calendars showing a plane flying in to the World Trade Centers? Why? Why was this everywhere? Why did Tom Clancy write two books about it? Why did Rupert Murdoch, deep neocon, high-level functionary for the New World Order, why did he, months before 9/11, it was written 6 months before, aired 3 months before, why did they air this lone gunman piece where a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly it into the World Trade Center as a pretext for war, weapon sales, and a police state? By the way, we found a website where you can download the whole thing. I don't know how long the site will be up after we've linked to it, but it's on Infowars.com right now. So later today or tonight, I guess you can go watch that. But I got a little clip of it in my film Masters of Terror, the key part. But this is from The Lone Gunman, where they explain exactly what happened on 9/11, months before. And again, this is what the globalists do. It's like the Madrid bombings, 911 days from 9/11. And it wasn't just 911 days, it was on 3/11. You're starting to get the picture of what's going on here. Go ahead and hit that clip.
What is Scenario 12D? We know it's a war game scenario, that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing our sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them? Why didn't you tell the world this? Go to the press.
You think I'd still be drawing breath 30 minutes after I made that call? The press? Who's going to run this story?
We would.
This? It's a birdcage liner. Wild-eyed crap right up there with Elvis is an alien and two-headed babies.
You obviously read it.
Don't be so damn naive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Stay with us. In the show, they try to fly the plane to the World Trade Center.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a whole bunch of these clips from the Lone Gunman. We might play some more later in the next hour. And I'll re-air that one again later as well. And again, months before 9/11, this is on television with a secret government group hijacking a jumbo jet by remote control to fly into the World Trade Center so they can attack a bunch of foreign enemies and sell weapons. Now, when you listen to what the government agent tells his son, the publisher of the Lone Gunman conspiracy theorist website and newspaper, he talks about why they're doing this, because the Cold War is over, they need a new enemy, so they're manufacturing one. And that's exactly what the PNAC documents, the Project for an American Century, said from 97 until 2001, and are still saying. That's exactly what Brzezinski in his book, The Grand Chessboard, the former National Security Advisor, founder of the Trilateral Commission, had to say. They said that attacks, whether real or promulgated, are the pretext for imperial mobilization. That's a term they use. Imperial mobilization. That's what you see now with the draft coming up and all of our troops overseas and all of this happening. PNAC said Saddam wasn't a threat. They said it was about oil. They said it was about using Iraq as a launch base and for weapon sales. And they said that they needed a helpful, this is a quote, helpful Pearl Harbor event. And Ron Paul simply gave a speech about this last year and got threatening calls from chief neocons that he better shut his mouth. They put out publications saying all this, we pointed out, and congressmen get mean phone calls. So Rupert Murdoch and his little planning sessions with the globalists, you know, didn't just pull all of this out of a hat. Philips, the big technology manufacturer, television manufacturer, electronics manufacturer, didn't just pull out of a hat F-16s dropping bombs on the World Trade Center 2 years before it even happened. That's now coming up on 5 years ago. Philips, changing the way you live your life, changing your world. They don't just have the Chicago Mercantile come up 9-11 on 9-11, the year anniversary. They don't do any of this. They don't just leave skull and bones, death cards at sniper scenes, which Northwoods calls for, by the way. U.S. government plan to carry out sniper attacks and even how to frame patsies. They do all this as a communication to their echelons, their people. And then we talk about it, and we're weirdos, we're nuts. And watching that episode, I mean, it goes on and on and on with why the globalists are carrying out terror attacks. And then in the real world, we've caught the British doing it, we've caught the Israelis doing it, we've caught the Chinese doing it, we've caught the Russians doing it, we've caught Hitler doing it. Over and over and over again, this is one of their favorite tactics. And now out of 9-11, out of the commission, ooh, they're in trouble. The government's going to get more funding and a domestic CIA. That'll show you when you all get raises and more power. You know, that'll teach you for letting 9-11 take place. While in plain view, it's admitted that Bush ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. And the neocons go, well, Clinton did it too. Exactly. That shows how bad things are, that the entire full spectrum is controlled. Let's go to Tim in Montana, and then we'll go to Marcus and others. Tim, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for all that you do. I got your three videos on 9-11 and the Grove and the financial reports, and I'm making copies and sending them out. You should be getting from me probably in a day or two a copy of a book and some tapes and an outline that will explain, like, from the prophecy side what's going on. And
okay.
I also sent you and your wife a couple of presents that I picked up last summer in Jerusalem when I was there.
Well, God bless you. Thank
you
so much.
Yes, and God bless you, my friend, and let's carry on.
Well, thank you. Anything else, Tim?
No, that's really it.
What do you think of that Lone Gunman clip I just played?
I didn't get to see it because I can't be online and talk to you at the same time.
Oh, I understand. So to call in, you had to...
Right.
Well,
I got off, but I keep track of what you're doing. And when you get my stuff, if you want to call me, I can tell you more about it.
Okay.
But at the very least, you should take a look at the Garibandal flick. That's only about 54 minutes. It's got actual footage from 1960 about the stuff. And it's all playing out. One of the reasons the Vatican is being silent because it was endorsed by the Church in the 60s that this is the last pope.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Tim, and I'll replay that clip later so everybody can hear it. Man, I tell you, Rupert Murdoch, what an insider. Productions about the government hijacking jets by remote control to flatten the World Trade Center for a police state. My, just a few months before 9-11. What a prediction. My goodness. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
All right, we've got a lot more coming up for you in the next 2 hours and 27 minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. About 10-15 minutes ago, I aired a little minute-and-a-half clip from an episode of the spinoff series, The Lone Gunman from Fox. I put a clip of this in my second film covering 9/11 called The Masters of Terror. We're going to play some clips you never heard before here on the show. We played the clip earlier where he's asking the top government agent, why is the government going to carry out this terror attack with a remote-controlled jet into the World Trade Centers, and he explains that it's a way to get weapon sales and invade countries. And then the next clip we're going to play later is where they talk about it's the World Trade Center and they're trying to stop that from happening. So that's coming up. Also, in about 55 minutes from now, at the halfway point in the broadcast, we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson with a big News Blitz weekly update report for you with the Watson Report, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com. Will join us, and we'll take calls as well, just a ton of news. We'll get into the 78 troops killed this month in Iraq. The top general over in the Middle East seeks more combat troops, 80,000 more. They were supposed to send some home, but they said, no, you can't go home, and they want 80,000 more, and they've got the draft ready. And after the next terror attack, look for that universal draft to come in for men and women. Iraqi gunmen batter another American supply line, another convoy. And another GI killed as troops deploy outside Najaf. Also, FBI probes about 40 abductions in Iraq. Just a horrible situation. Iraq's clerics, the coalition, must pay for the crisis they say they created. Also, new reports of U.S. planting weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Ryerson found in Washington apartment. Four Italian security guards kidnapped in Iraq of the latest kidnappings. Rice shifts blame for 9/11, FBI and CIA. Bush sees a need for a new domestic CIA. So that's also coming up. And we'll get into John Ashcroft's disgusting testimony with his best buddy, Janet the Butcher of Waco, Reno, before the Whitewash Commission. So that's just some of what's coming up. Also a bunch of police state news. Before we go to Marcus and everybody else who's patiently holding and air some more of these lone gunman clips, I wanted to bring up Jim Shepherd for a few minutes from New Millennium Concepts. Jim, good to have you on the show.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
Jim, so much has happened. So much craziness is happening. They admit that they're letting the troops die of depleted uranium. The CDC admits that they covered up the fact that millions of people have been brain damaged from vaccines. This is admitted now, even in ABC News. They're always getting caught doing new horrible things to us. How could any of us trust the government enough to drink the tap water? I mean, it's amazing. What type of stuff is in the tap water?
Well, one of the elements that has been found in 49 states, and strangely enough, there's not even a requirement that it be tested for in many municipalities, and that's MTBE, methyl tertiary butyl ether. And it has been linked to testicular cancer, lymphomas, some real nasty stuff. And it's interesting that in 1987, the EPA put out a memo, because this stuff used to be in premium gas, and they said, hey, you know, we have this could create a nationwide crisis, because this stuff, when it gets in the water, is very difficult to extract, and it takes a very small amount. One cup of it can contaminate and make undrinkable 5 million gallons of water. And there's one cup of this stuff in every gallon of reformulated gas. Well, interestingly enough, about 3 years later, they mandated that it be put in there after they put out the memo saying that this is real nasty stuff.
And, of course, it turns out to be a byproduct of the big refineries, just like fluoride is, just like the depleted uranium is. They take a toxic waste and then mandate it be put into the entire food chain. Bottom line, folks, you can take all the vitamins you want, do everything you want to try to be healthy, but if you don't stop drinking the fluoride, the pesticides, the herbicides, the mercury, the arsenic, the heavy metals, it's all in your water. And once you've been drinking out of a big murky, a lot of these filters you buy at the store just take out the taste. They are a filter. They are not a purifier. I believe in this. I get a thrill off knowing that you're getting off the tap water supply, and it supports this show, and it's made in America. I'm telling you, I want you to call and get water filters and stop giving your family poison. Jim, it feels good to promote your product. I use it.
Well, you know, if folks listen to the water filter commercials on the television so far, about the only claim that you're going to hear is it makes water taste like spring water, or it enhances it, and it's like having bottled water. And that's about all they say. And the reason why is because essentially they take out some of the chlorine and stuff that tastes bad, and the rest of the stuff is left in there. And for folks that are serious about their health, you really need to extract that stuff. It just weighs down your immune system. And, of course, the other advantage with our system is that it's portable. So if you're on the road, you can take it with you. Or if you're traveling, or if there's some sort of an emergency.
Well, over 100 years ago, the Queen of England gave a big award to the inventor of it. Now made in America, it's been obviously improved on. That's what happens. It's top of the line. I've been using your system for 5 years. You've been a sponsor for three now. Jim, tell folks real quick what the specials are.
Okay, we have a new video, a new CD book. It's called Prudent Places. And you can get just about any information that you want that's hard to get information. You know, what is religious distribution around the United States? What specific, where are federal operations being held in? What specific counties of the United States? What is the job market? Where are jobs leaving? Where are
500 color maps, you name it.
It's an incredible CD book. We're going to include that free. With every order on the Berkey Light, the Berkey Light system without the lights, that's $199. It's a true purification center. system. So if you order that, you get Prudent Places free. If you order the Berkey Light with lights, we're also going to give you the Prudent Places free, but we're also going to give you a VHS or CD, which is called Sheltering in Place. And this tells you how, during a crisis, whether it be biological, nuclear, or whatever, how to make your own home a shelter that would prevent these toxins from getting inside.
And this was designed by an emergency specialist who worked for the federal government, nuclear, chemical, biological, but it's carried out by a, you know, by a housewife, so it's easy to understand.
Yes, sir. So, folks, you can order that online at BerkeyWater.com. You can print off brochures. You can get test results up there. Again, that's BerkeyWater.com. You can also call our toll-free number, which is 888-803-4438.
Now, it's important that when they go to the website or to the toll-free number, they tell them they heard it on this show to get the specials. How are they going to do that when they go to the website?
Well, when they go to the website, there's an area for comments. So just put in there, Alex Jones Listener. And what we do is we support Alex's show, and that helps us to know, you know, that we're getting a response from Alex's show. And you can also order those online at Infowars.com, I believe.
Absolutely. And just when you put in the comment, put in there that you don't want a portable Berkey, a mini filter, sport bottle, or the potassium iodate, put in there that you want the Prudent Places, or that you want, of course, the sheltering in place. That's 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or Infowars.com, or your website, Jim.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast, and God bless.
Always a pleasure. God bless you.
Take care. Okay, we're about to go back to your calls. Just on the whole Iraq situation, I'd like to get your response, your take on that. It's 800-259-9231. And coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to briefly have Kelly Rushing on. His case went to trial yesterday in Lyon County, Kentucky, and we'll tell you what happened with that case. You can also read what happened at Infowars.com. He's the gentleman that was handing out something he taped off C-SPAN, Ron Paul's famous neocon speech, where he exposes how they're all a bunch of Trotskyites. It's so crazy, you wouldn't believe it if it wasn't their own public statements. and how they said Pearl Harbor was helpful and how they need more attacks like that. Well, Kelly Rushing gave that video and one of my videos, because I authorized people to make copies of my videos, to a state police officer who arrested him for it. And they tried to get it thrown out of court. I'll tell you, that didn't happen yesterday, but something else did. So that's coming up in the next hour. And those lone gunman clips, so the one you heard and one you haven't heard, perhaps even several more. You can watch all those at Infowars.com. And we'll get a report also here in about 45 minutes from Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster of my website, PrisonPlanet.com. But the toll-free number to join us on air, again, is 800-259-9231. And Marcus in Albuquerque, Mexico. Marcus, go ahead.
Alex, and thank you for taking my call. Finally got my shortwave radio, but more importantly, I got Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And I'd just like to say, listen, people, you can sit there and do nothing, or you can resist and support folks like Alex by at least spreading the word or getting his videos or you know, making copies if you do get the videos and getting the word out. I mean, he's putting his butt on the line for us. The least we could do is support him. That's all I got to say, Alex. Keep up the good work, and thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate your call from Albuquerque. I would like to hear from the listeners, though, about what you think about all the different developments in Iraq. Last night, I listened to different talk shows, different syndicated talk shows, and it was, let's kill everybody in Fallujah. Boy, they got mass graves. Boy, they got mobile weapons trucks. They were still saying that on some of the big national shows. You probably heard them. Still lying. They were saying, let's level that town, the government's wrong to be having a ceasefire. Let's kill them. Well, the government was going to go in and have and make war on these people again. And I'm not supporting the Muslims either, my friends, or the Arabs. The whole thing is a mess. But you've got these armchair quarterbacks sitting there on talk radio and the callers saying, kill more Iraqis. That'll show them. That's why they're doing this, because they were told they were being liberated, and a year has passed, and instead their newspapers are being shut down. They're not allowed to sell goods on the streets, oranges, tangerines, dates, unless they wear a Halliburton bracelet with an RFID in it. In some towns, all the men down to age 11 have been arrested. They've given press conferences where the generals admit this. They're putting them in giant FEMA-style camps run by Halliburton. It's horrible. I mean, Bush was on TV last night in his press conference. He's got another one tonight. He's going to address the nation, saying things are better in Iraq. I've talked to the troops. They're not better. It's total bedlam over there. And even our supposed allies, our precious little allies, even they are attacking us, the Shias, the Shiites. So it's kind of hard for people to say it's some secret Al-Qaeda-controlled group, or, oh, it's Iran doing all this, let's attack Iran. Actually, Iran's scared to death and has been trying to comply with the globalists. So is Gaddafi and the rest of these people. Meanwhile, Pakistan, our big buddies, have been arming everybody with nuclear weapons parts, which our government, which Bush ordered the FBI not to investigate, and blocked that investigation too. That was out before 9/11 in the BBC, but still the average American has no idea. I mean, let's hold Bush to the same standard. Bush is a puppet, but I mean, as a figurehead, let's hold the government to the same standard. They say that anybody who has connections to Al-Qaeda or Saddam or any of these groups needs to be arrested. No one has more connections to the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, to every boogeyman we've seen in the last 15 years, than the Bushes. No one. Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, the nuclear proliferation with this scientist, Khan, is his name, over in Pakistan. Israel, in their own Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, admits that their government's been caught arming Iran. Why is Israel arming Iran? Why is our government arming all of these people that do want to kill us? I mean, have you figured? Because it's just like the old Western, where the bad guy has just gunned down, you know, picture this. Enter the small town. Small Western town. In comes riding the local gold miner with his son riding up in the buggy with him, in between him and mama. And they're riding into the general store to buy some things they need. They go in and get their fuel oil and get some blankets and get mama a new dress, and he sells some of his gold there, and he's walking back out. And the railroad, and there's a lot of Westerns along these lines because these are true stories. This happened hundreds of times. He comes walking out. He's refused to give up his claim to the railroad that wants the gold mine he's found, that he's working by hand. He comes walking out of the general store where he just sold his gold, and there is the new deputy, the new regulator, the new enforcer, the Pinkerton. By the way, this story I'm telling, the Pinkertons did this all over the country. I mean, just pick your case, Colorado, Texas, Arizona, California. And the old guy walks up, and there's three regulators standing there in their black outfits, and they've got their six guns on both hips. And he tells him, you know, give me that money. You stole that from the railroad. We really own that claim. And he says, Mister, I've had this claim for 10 years. You don't own it. And you know, get out of my way. At which point they slap the gold miner's wife. And the little boy runs over and grabs the bad guy's leg. And the bad guy pulls a gun as the gold miner pulls his gun and blows the gold miner into, you know, kingdom come. And then the little 12-year-old child standing there, and the bad guys throw a gun down in front of him and say, pick it up, kid. And the kid picks it up, and they all three blow him to bits. Well, that's what Israel and the U.S. and England, all arming the Arabs, have done. They just throw the gun down and go ahead, punk, pick it up. Go ahead. Pick it up. Take it. Because when you pick it up, we're going to kill you. Do you understand that? But the bullet they fire into these innocent people, the bullet that they shoot into them, is our troops who die in the process. Oh, let's go to Larry in Michigan. Larry, go ahead. Okay, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
Fine.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I had some fun last night listening to some of the neocons on television and radio. But I just wondered if you or some of your listeners saw Ellen Mariani on the Scarborough's report last night.
No, I didn't. We've had her on the show, and what did the widow of the 9/11 victim say?
You know, I've never been more ashamed of Pat Buchanan than I was last night. Mrs. Mariani was bringing up some points about Ashcroft, and he ridiculed her. He wouldn't let her talk.
Well, I'll tell you something about Pat. He totally changed when Bush got elected, and he really has been sad since then. I tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up. I didn't see this. I wish people taped this stuff for me. I guess I should just make myself start watching it all. There's no way to keep track of it all, though. We need to get Ellen Mariani back on the show. In fact, I'm going to do that. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Michigan and Logan, Chris, and others. Larry, no, I didn't see beady-eyed liberal in conservatives' clothing, Mr. Scarborough, last night.
Pat Buchanan was taking his place last night, Alex.
Oh, okay. So
he was sitting in for the beady-eyed. But let me tell you, and let's see if you agree with me, Alex. Here's what's going to go on, okay? If things get any worse in Iraq, and they are, you know they are,
the globalists are going to blow something up in the U.S., and they're going to have a national draft, and they're going to call it national civil emergency, and we're going to go under total martial law.
It's not only that. I mean, before that, here's what's going to happen. You're going to see the neocons start backstepping now. And you'll never guess what excuse they're going to give you. As well, here's what they're going to say. They're going to say, well, we did our best. We tipped over the statue of Saddam, and we blew your country up, and we did the best we could. So, okay, goodbye. Now it's going to be the Iraqis' fault now.
Well, that's going to be that was the plan all along. For a year before the war, we're going to play the part of the good of the bad cops. Then the UN's going to come in as the good cops. And that's been the plan from their own public statements from the beginning. This is all staged. Even the London Guardian said our government's doing stuff they know was going to cause all this.
Yeah, I heard that on when they was interviewing a soldier on Fox News. I just couldn't watch no more of it, Alex. It's just the way it's getting to where I just can't watch it anymore.
Well, now they're saying they're going to kill this imam, this cleric, which he wants to die, and then the whole place is going to explode.
I know. Isn't that sick, Alex? This is sick.
Well, it's about getting our troops killed. They hate our troops. This is about turning our military into nothing but a tool of the UN. And our troops are still going to be there. It's just going to be under a UN system.
Yes. I totally agree with you. And by the way, I'm getting the tapes out as fast as I can. I'm recording as we speak. I've got 5 recorded today and yesterday. And so we're getting them out as quick as we can. I hope I get arrested for it. I don't know. Maybe I can. Maybe it'll wake up some people.
Well, the man that put the sign in his yard in Alabama that got arrested saying our courts are a joke, I can't say too much because I have inside information from him and his lawyers and others, but let's just say they're going to own that county.
I hope so.
That judge has already been reprimanded by the state court. And in the case of Kelly Rushing, things went very interestingly. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. Thanks for the call. Go ahead. You were going to say something else?
Yeah, I was. Could you give me the site for Marietta? I redid my computer, and I lost her website. Do you have it?
Lost whose site?
Ellen Mariani's website with her attorney, Mr. Berg.
You know, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm sorry.
I looked for that, and I could not find it, and I thought maybe you had it.
Type Ellen Mariani into a search engine, and it'll pop up.
I appreciate it, Alex.
I appreciate you, sir. Keep it up. Speaking of videotapes, I'll take this last minute of the broadcast this hour, a few more hours coming up, to encourage you to stop sitting around, to take action like Larry and others are doing, to get my videos. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. We carry a lot of other great books and videos and books on tape that are so effective at waking people up. And all of my videos, you can't do this with the other ones because they're not mine. I can't say you can. All of my videos, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. I just want to get the information out. 90% of those who see the videos are waking up. This is a tool that's really working. People's minds are open to the truth now. They know in their guts something is wrong. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror to understand what really happened on September 11th. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get my book, Descent to Tyranny. Toll-free number to order, it's simple. It's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can also get the toll-free number and mailing address off the website. All right, the third hour is just mega jam-packed with your calls, a guest, a bunch of audio clips, news, you name it.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.